state where Acharya, called Jamuna Acharya, he said that so long he has begun to see the charming pastimes of the Lord, since then the charming of sex life has become abominable for him, so that as soon as he thinks of sex enjoyment, he speaks over the thoughts, and his face becomes stern, and otherwise, in other words, that if anyone wants to be aloof from the sex attraction, one has to see the charming smile and charming eyebrow of the Supreme Personality of God. Text 33. The yogi next shall meditate upon the laughter of Lord Vishnu to the core of his heart with devotion, steeped in love and affection. Laughter of Vishnu is so captivating that it can be easily meditated upon, and in the course of which come to view the rows of his small teeth resembling jasmine buds, rendered rosy by the profuse splendor of his lips. And having devoted his mind to the same, he should no more desire to see anything else. But the yogi is recommended to visualize the laughter of the Lord after studying his smile very minutely. This particular description of meditation, a smiling laughter face, lips and teeth, everything very particularly means that there is no case for impersonalism. Everything personality described from one point to another. That is the business of Jewish meditation. Another exceptional description in this verse is that the laughter or smiling of Vishnu should be meditated upon. Not that one can manufacture by his imagination of something else besides the form of the Lord, because except the smiling and laughter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, no other such activity can completely please the heart of the devotee. The exceptional beauty of laughter of Lord Vishnu is explained that the teeth, the small teeth resembling the buds of jasmine flower, becomes at once reddish on account of the reddish leaves of the Lord. And if the yogi is able to press in the core of his heart such beautiful face of the Lord, then he will deny to see anything more beautiful in the material world. Or in other words, when one is absorbed in seeing the beauty of the Lord within himself, the material beautiful attraction can no more disturb him. Text 34 translation. By following the above meditational course, the yogi gradually develops pure love for the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Hari. And in the course of progress, devotional service, the hair on his body stand erect through excessive joy and Chinese constantly bathes in a stream of tears occasioned by intense love, so that he now gradually withdraws in the mind which was being used by him as a means to attract the Lord. As if one attracts the fish by the hook, but yet it is clearly mentioned that meditation, which is an action of the mind, is not the perfect stage of samadhi or absorption. The mind is in the beginning employed to the matter of attracting the form of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but in the higher stage there is no question of